Well, hello guys. Fancy meeting you here. Now I thought for a change we'd talk something about like the modern femons. Now I'm not going to sauce it all up or anything, I'm just going to talk straight from the hip, like I normally do. First of all, most modern femons are completely delusional. They seem to be always talking about a lot of bullshit and lies. I mean, their mouth's in gear, but their brain's in neutral. And of course, nearly all of them are models, and lots of them have got OnlyFans pages. And what is that OnlyFans thing? Well, it's whores, isn't it? And prozzies. But if you talk to these femons, oh no, it's something completely different. No, it isn't. What they're doing is the oldest profession in the world. And they're trying to pretend it's something different. But they're doing it so badly, they're even giving real prozzies a bad name. You see, the thing is, femons will do absolutely anything for money. And they're not held back with any silly thing like morals. Of course, throughout history, femons have gone into the prozzy mode because of necessity. That's all there was. But these modern femons are doing it through choice. They could get a job and have to do 9 to 5, 5 days a week. But they're entitled and they're lazy. And they wouldn't know class if they fell over it. None of these femons are girlfriend material, certainly not wife material, and definitely not mother material. And if they were so proud of what they're doing, why is it when they stop OnlyFans pages, they try to keep it secret? And like I've said before, the truth is, hardly any of them are making any money. Because males aren't walking around in the forest with a bear skin on and a club. Males have evolved and are continuing to do so. You see, a lot of men have learnt quite some time ago. It's no good having a quite an attractive girlfriend if she's nothing but a lying bitch. And because there's so many videos around of femons and somebody filming them, videos don't lie. But femons do, proving their true nature or what they become. The modern femons of today have absolutely nothing to offer a male. So why would a male waste his valuable time on a femon? Until they start offering the male some value, then males are going to get on with their lives like they're doing and ignore the femons. Of course, what's really happened is mostly all the femons, because they're hive mind, have all gone to Disneyland. And males, on the other hand, are living in the real world. And males no longer are going to go to Disneyland, where most of the femons live. Well, if you can call it living. Well, and I thought I saw in the paper there two femons who actually got their breasts out in a demonstration. They always use the word demonstration, but really, they just want to get their tits out. Femons seem to be really one-dimensional people. You've met one. You've met them all. Of course, I remember when I was a young man, I still got my memory at the moment. Sure, there was a couple of crazy femons around, but not like today. Nearly every femon's crazy. And they all seem to have this arrogant entitlement, even the not-so-attractive ones. And they act quite childish and seek attention all the time. And they all seem to live in their own little bubble, where the universe revolves around just them. Jesus, that's made me goddamn thirsty. I think I'm going to have a Peroni. A little bit early tonight, but what the hell? If I drink enough Peroni, it might make a damn good video. Of course, you probably won't be able to understand it. Bit like this one. You take it easy, fellas.